Hey, folks, this is Kevin. Hey, listen, we are going to do something a little different today. We're going to give you a preview of another podcast that we think you'll especially enjoy. Other kinds of stories, a story of the gods, a hero's quest, a monstrous force. Every Tuesday, our friends at Parcast delve deep into the meaning of myths in their extraordinary podcast, Mythology. Every episode is brought to life by an ensemble cast of talented voice actors and high-quality audio production. From Greek mythology to Chinese folklore, each narrative gives insight into how our ancestors viewed the universe and how those stories resonate in our lives today. Check out this exciting preview from the episode on The Monkey King.
Something to note, all myths have many versions and variations. Classical Chinese mythology is non-monolithic, meaning that several different religious beliefs exist simultaneously in the world of this story, rather than a single defining faith. Representatives of Buddhism, Taoism, Confucianism, and Chinese folk mythology all make appearances throughout the tale of the Monkey King. The demon of havoc looked with satisfaction on its new lair. Soon, all the creatures in Ao Lai would learn to fear him as the monkeys had. Just then, the waterfall that hid the entrance to his lair broke, and a monkey leapt through, landing with perfect elegance on the iron bridge between them. The demon of havoc bared his teeth in a pleased snarl. This was not one of the monkeys he chased off. This one held itself with an almost human pride.
Another monkey? Surely the others warned you what would happen if you entered my cave.
My name is Sun Wukong. This cave belongs to me.
So you are the Monkey King. You must not be much of a king if your subjects are so easily beaten.
And you must not be much of a demon if you chose such weak opponents to fight.
I could cut out your tongue for such an insult.
Only a coward would speak such baseless threats.
The demon's rage boiled over. He put down his weapon and charged. Sun Wukong grinned. His ploy had worked. He quickly plucked a few hairs from his shoulders and stuffed them into his mouth. He chewed as fast as he could, dividing the few hairs into hundreds of split ends. Then, when the demon was almost on top of him, he spat. As the cloud of hairs flew toward the beast, they transformed into thousands of tiny monkeys. The newly created swarm engulfed the demon, biting, scratching, and beating at every gap in the monster's armor. The demon cried in shock, clawing at itself, trying to pluck away the hairy pests. Sun Wukong stepped forward and picked up the discarded sword. He leapt into the air and brought it down with all his might on the havoc demon's head. The blade carved a clean path through the demon's helm, rending the skull beneath. Head cleft in two, the demon of havoc collapsed onto the bridge, lifeless. Their work over, the troop of tiny monkeys became hares once again. The Monkey King jumped in delight. He had never defeated a demon before. His subjects would be overjoyed when they could return to their home. He could get used to this feeling. Welcome to Mythology, a Parcast original. Every Tuesday, we present dramatic stories from ancient mythology and explore their origins. I'm your host and narrator, Vanessa Richardson. You can find all episodes of Mythology and all other Parcast originals for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts. To stream Mythology for free on Spotify, just open the app, tap Browse, and type Mythology in the search bar. At Parcast, we're grateful for you, our listeners. You allow us to do what we love. Let us know how we're doing. Reach out on Facebook and Instagram at Parcast and Twitter at Parcast Network. And if you enjoy today's episode, the best way to help us is to leave a 5-star review wherever you're listening. It really does help. Today, we're beginning the saga of the Monkey King, which follows the adventures of a magical yet roguish primate as he seeks to find his place in the universe. Next week, we'll follow the Monkey King as he joins a party of eclectic adventurers heading westward to receive enlightenment. Believed to have been written in the 16th century by Wu Chung'en, Journey to the West is one of the 4 great classical novels of China, alongside Romance of the Three Kingdoms, Water Margin, and Dream of the Red Chamber. These are some of the oldest novels ever written and contain a mixture of mythological storytelling with some loose history. Journey to the West is an epic tale set in the 7th century, packed with adventures, philosophy, and even a healthy dose of satire. While the bulk of the novel concerns a monk's adventure to claim sacred Buddhist scrolls that the Buddha has hidden away, the first 7 chapters are an origin story of sorts for Sun Wukong, also known as the Monkey King. Today's episode will be a retelling of those 7 chapters. Unlike the 93 chapters that follow it, this section of the book follows more in the structure of a picaresque narrative with a mischievous protagonist who can't stop getting into trouble. Sun Wukong is a hero characterized by his flaws, greed, ego, and more than anything, a powerful desire to be respected and feared by the entire world. His arrogance is matched only by his wit and aptitude for acquiring new talents. And it was this aptitude that would get him in and out of trouble for his entire mortal life. There are some places in the world where the heavens and the earth are in perfect balance. One such place is a mountain peak in the land of Aulai, at the exact midpoint between the energies of the land and sky. On that place, since the dawn of time, sat a rock. It was 36 feet high and 24 feet around, and absorbed the essence of the universe for countless centuries. Sunlight warmed its surface during the day, and the moon caressed it at night. And then, after countless ages, it split open. From the fissure, an egg rolled out and quickly cracked and shattered. From it came forth a stone monkey. He was similar in size to other primates, but his eyes flashed with a unique golden light. Stone Monkey did not spare a single thought for its magical birth as it took in the world around it. Fur grew over its rough quartz hide until it was almost indistinguishable from a normal primate. Within days, it had learned to climb, run, and jump across vast distances. But soon it grew bored of the mountains, and it left to live among the animals.
Okay, that is all for our preview. You want to hear more about the Monkey King? Find the full episode by subscribing to Mythology, free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.